The next group to perform is the Tuesday Big Band from Vesta Vista High School under the direction of Mr. Michael Kripper. He'll be performing. They will be performing Blackbird, arranged by Tom Kubis, Blessed Relief by Frank Zappa, arranged by the Tuesday Big Band, and Latin Perspective by Oscar Hernandez, arranged by Michael J. Kripper.
That's a major chord there, piano, not a dominant chord. Yeah, guys, nice, very nice. Just make sure you get the piano, the chords right. You don't want to be playing a dominant one. It should be a major chord. One in on Bye Bye Blackbird, the one chord is major with a major seven. So anyway, this is Tom Wakeling here to listen to your band. I was enjoying what was going on, so I forgot to even introduce myself. Anyway, hope to give you some helpful comments. Okay, so it's always a good idea to set that up. You got a couple beats out in front of when you come in for the tenor solo there, drums, and you can just set that up, you know. Do-dee-doo-da, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, bang, spang-a-lang, like that. Something to foreshadow and set up the new, the beginning of the new section, just 2 or 3 beats before it starts, okay? Well, that's a very characteristic thing that drummers do. So if you listen to, you know, a lot of recordings of this music, you'll start to figure out that, you know, that's an important thing to do. Guitar, you should still be playing chunk, 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 chunk. Don't play up beats. Yeah, you gotta be real careful with what you're doing on the guitar because you don't want to clutter up the arrangement. So you might have some things notated, you know, rhythmically with the band. But when it comes to time to just be playing straight, you know, straight 4-on-the-floor time, you got to be playing the chunk, chunk, chunk Freddie Green thing. And you can check that out and what that sounds like in terms of actually the tone setting also that you have on your guitar by listening to Count Basie's band. Find some Count Basie records from the period, long period, where Freddie Green was the rhythm guitar player and go for that sound, that tone. That's like what Kubis would be looking for. on this the arranger on this chart from a guitar player. You've got sort of a bright your sound for setting on this is a little bit too sort of trebly and bright. So you want to darken it up a little and turn it down a little, and then just get that nice chunk going, you know, with a lot of rhythm with your right hand. So just as a whole, if you guys, one of the things that's really important to do is for everybody to have a really good warm-up routine, tone production routine, pedal tones and lip slurs for the brass players and long tones for the sax players. And that'll help give you the control to play a little softer, but still with a nice big full sound, which will aid you really well in some of those last ensemble sections where you had that lead trumpet voice and then a bunch of inner voices and other stuff going on underneath it, which needed to be a little lighter and softer in order that the lead voice, which is really the main thing at that point, you know, come to the forefront of the canvas that the audience is listening to, forefront of the picture. You know, you might try, drummer, just at the beginning of this, you might try brushes and then go to sticks partway through just to see if it fits the character of the song and also sets it down, the vibe down a little bit. So you're giving yourself a little headroom to grow into, and then add sticks at a, you know, maybe at the beginning of the second chorus or something. So, if you also have guitar and piano both comping at the same time, that can cause problems, right? That can cause some clutter. Because if you guys are playing different voicings or different chords or whatever, then, you know, it's going to set up a conflict there harmonically. Yeah, so this is a tough problem here, you know, a tough thing, because you got just a rhythm section and a horn soloist, and you guys have to figure out how to make something happen behind that soloist, you know, to keep it interesting and help give it contour and shape and surprise and rise and fall. And, you know, the answer lies in listening to cats who are really good play jazz waltzes. You know, what does the drummer do during a jazz waltz? What's the bass player do? You know, how do you comp in these kinds of situations? Nebulous as to what's going on with. With the harmony through here. Bass, you're nice and solid back there. You could think about playing at the beginning of somebody's solo, or at the beginning of one solo or each person's solo. Instead of playing walking quarter notes all the time, start for a while and play like boom. Like that, right? So play like that at the beginning of a solo, and then after a little while, then go to the quarter notes. And the drums might match you, where they play like ta-tang, 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 like that, right? And then when you finally go to the quarter notes on the ride cymbal and the bass, it sort of takes off, you know? So those are the kind of things you can do that will help the music have interest when the whole band isn't playing the written arrangement. That's always the challenge in a setting like this. And, you know, the rhythm, playing in the rhythm section is sort of, it's really, I mean, I'm a bass player, and it's totally fun and totally cool, but it's also terrifying because you have to know what to do and when to do it, and it's not written in the chart a lot of the time. You know, or if it is, it's not written that well, you know, because a lot of arrangers don't take into account, they don't know how to write for a rhythm section, or they'll write certain things that might not lay well. The good arrangers do. They're guy, people who are really into it, like Kubis, he's fantastic. His parts are great. But nonetheless, you have to know what to do and when to do it, and, you know, how to shape these solos and these sections so that they have the same qualities of surprise and unfolding and contour and shape that the ensemble has when they're playing the written stuff, you know, rather than just like a flat line, you know. That's what I call it, is flat lining, when you just play the same thing over and over behind all the solos. And so, you know, start thinking about that and see if you can find some ways to get some shape on that stuff. And again, the key lies in, you know, listening to lots of, you know, the great recorded music, and, you know, from our jazz forefathers, and you know, the heaviest, best cats on the planet, and then emulating them, you know, stealing their stuff, playing along, copying and transcribing. So I do like, one thing I really like is that you guys aren't blasting your brains out up there all the time. That's very cool. And again, you know, in going for that sort of more down volume thing, having the control will help you even get there to a greater degree. You know, working on those tone building exercises. Nice. Good job. Keep it relaxed. Relax. Don't let it speed up. Settle in. Nice. Nice, you guys. Very good. Whoops. It's a little sloppy. Just takes one person in the band to not have their part together, and it sort of ruins it for, you know, the rest of everybody else who has, you know. So you guys got you're all responsible to nail your parts, have them under your fingers. You could do some really nice stuff with this chart with your rhythm section. You know, where you add timbales and güiro. You know, like check out Tito Puente or Mario Bauza, Celia Cruz, Chucho Valdez, Eddie Palmieri, and you know, see sort of, you know, what they're doing with rhythm sections for this kind of a thing. You could really, you know, really have some. You've got two people, I think, sitting back there that we could put to work and change it up a little bit, you know, so that we have some interesting textures and sounds. And again, to help the sort of the curve, you know, the rise and fall of the solo sections. So rhythm, the saxophone player's taking it up there. You guys need to match that. Help him out. You guys got a, you know, nice time feel through this. Feels really good. You sound good, bass player. You're really solid. Yeah. Yeah, you guys got a lot of really good stuff going on. You're not blasting your brains out. You know, you're playing at a nice level. And that's hard to do, you know, to keep it contained. And so you keep working on that. That will just continue to improve if you guys are serious about getting, you know, more and more control of your instruments, you know. The main thing for me is the flatlining. You know, you've got to figure out a way to bring from the rhythm section to bring shape and surprise and unfolding and interest and all of those intangibles. You know, that make that bring music to life. You know, bring the music to life. And you know, you got horn players who've got all that stuff written, so they're handling that pretty well. I you know, there's some sloppy stuff in there. Needs to be cleaned up, but you know, conceptually you're way on the right track, and so you know it's the stuff that's not written on the part. You know, it's the other stuff. You know, and the way you get that is you listen to this music. You know, you listen to it, you live with it, you listen to it in a focused way, you play along with it, you transcribe, you know, rhythm section parts. You know, transcribe drum parts and play along and learn them. Transcribe piano comping. You know, listen to guitar players who comp and play in this kind of situation. You know, the real cats. You know, and you know, it just comes over time. You know, but you know, all the stuff I just said: listen, transcribe, play, practice. Those are all action words. Yeah, you dig what I'm saying? They're action words. You actually have to do something, and you basically just don't get good unless you do stuff to get good. So, you know, you got a good band and you got a lot of good stuff going on. So, you know, take that, you know, encouragement and make something happen. You know, get it to the next level. You guys are capable of it, and I know you can do it. So I hope I get to hear you again this year sometime. Thanks. Hope my comments were helpful.